Water battles haven't changed much since the settlers first migrated west of the Mississippi River. It's always been recognized that land with no water is land of no value, and that creates quite a stir, especially if the land had water back in the day. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. A growing concern has developed during the last several years concerning the availability of water that is exempt from a well-established appropriative doctrine that has characterized Western water law. This doctrine merely says that if you are the first to use water found at a specific location, then you are the first to receive your historic volume of water each and every year. Everyone else yields their use until you are satisfied. This pecking order can get pretty complicated with an increasing number of water right owners, changing uses, points of diversion and volume, and the changing hands of this water right through the generations. Jay Gordon is the executive director of the Washington State Dairy Federation. He finds himself faced with water issues creeping into his world on a daily basis. The dairy industry relies on water directly through watering and maintaining their cow herds, and indirectly through the feed that is cultivated on irrigated fields. Most recently, the dairy farm industry was facing the loss of access to water wells that have been exempt from the appropriative doctrine water right requirements. In Washington State, an exempt well may be used to water stock animals, like cows, with no limits on volume. This was not considered a big deal when this exemption was first created, but today, there are a lot more exempt wells operating in the state, and herds of cows at some locations are exceedingly large. Jay has been involved in many public meetings and discussions concerning this issue. It has sparked many volatile comments and has generated heated discussions amongst the many concerned groups. Jay feels that he has learned some things regarding how to approach controversial water issues. He shared with me some of his personal insights.
Tough as it is, we need tough, smart, intelligent people with their interests, an interest and a balance and an ability to listen to the other side, to listen to all the sides, and come up with a compromise that works. It's going to happen. Whether we do that in an orderly debate in a legislature, or whether we do it through courts and through fights and through bureaucracies, I think it needs to be done in an orderly manner. And it needs to be done in a recognition that there are a lot of people with a lot of valid interests. Everybody needs water. As we go forward and have these discussions and find common solutions and compromises between our interests that work. My father wasn't necessarily a teacher. He was a high school counselor, so that means he had a degree in psychology. And so I'm a grandson of a dairy farmer and a great-grandson of pioneers and the son of a psychologist, which is a fairly unusual combination. But one of the things that they'll tell you before you get too deep into a debate is seek to understand before you are understood. And I think that's what's been missing. I think people are so busy saying, this is my interest, this is my interest, this is my interest, that people forget to put their interests on the table or hang them on the wall and then listen to the other side's interests. Then explain theirs, and that seek to understand before you are understood is a short way of saying that's a piece we're missing. It's become just shrill voices yelling at each other and nobody's listening.
Seek to understand before you are understood. Now that I can take home with me. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.